Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, just Josh at the top of the show to one, thank everyone who's been supporting the podcast by joining up to the Patreon. If you didn't listen to last week's episode, I've started a Patreon where you can help support the show and get a whole bunch of benefits off the back of it. So go to patreon.com/dykwia. And there you can get some bonus episodes, you can get free tickets to comedy shows, and yeah, a whole bunch of other stuff there. And it's pretty much just a way for you guys to, you know, help support the pod and help me try and, you know, film some more episodes. And all the money that I'm making from the Patreon is going to go back into the show. So yeah, it's going to be good. Also, speaking of live shows, those are on sale. They start September 16 at the Catfish in Melbourne. So there's 7 weeks of shows. They're going to be great. People are locking in. I'm locking the guests in right now. So that's exciting. And yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be some favorites who have been on the live ones before, plus some new people, which is going to be really cool. Anyway, that's all from me. Oh, for tickets, go to joshua.com.au/gigs. If you haven't go to the Patreon, look, there's been some very, very generous people with the Patreon. So generous that I'm like, you realize this is once a month, right? You pay once a month, not just a one-off sum. So thank you very much for those people who have been donating far and beyond what I thought people would donate. If you like the podcast and you want to help out, if everyone who listens to the podcast donated $1, I could film every single episode at Stupid Old Studio. So thank you very much. Anyway, that's all I need to say right now. You guys are in for an absolute treat for this episode. And yeah, thanks once again. Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and if this is your first time to the podcast, I get 4 very funny people and quiz them all about their lives, so let's meet them now. Our first guest is a comedian who shares his name with an LA underwriter and a Silicon Valley coder. Can you please welcome back to the podcast, it's Nick Cody.
Hey, I'm so happy that the jobs are getting better and better.
They are, aren't they?
Because I remember the first time it was like 3 MMA fighters.
Yep. And a gridiron player.
Yeah, gridiron player.
College, yeah,
and then one bloke that plays a ukulele that fucking hates me.
Just all Nick Cody characters. Just you in different sketches.
So do you know what an underwriter is? I had to look it up.
No.
So an underwriter is someone who, for insurance companies, goes around and tries to...
double checks.
Yeah, make sure it's, legit.
That's
an
awesome
job. I love that there's a coder called Cody.
Yeah, I know.
That's Cody the coder. Yeah. Coder Cody.
Yeah.
Cute.
It's very good.
Cute Coder Cody.
Also joining us is a comedian who, when you type his name into Google, the related searches are Sam Taunton age,
sick.
Sam Taunton father.
I thought you said Sam Taunton fuck. Like,
Sam Taunton AIDS.
And Sam Taunton MySpace.
Yes.
Can you please welcome Sam Taunton?
Thank you very much. Yeah, no,
is that the song?
Yeah.
Man.
Everyone's still searching for the song. I'm the only one left with a copy. Well, maybe someone got on and downloaded it pretty quick, but yeah, it's still hidden away.
Is this a bit that you did?
It was a bit about I did on my show. You can watch it on live. You still if you want to do it. But yeah, I wrote a bad song when I was 17. Long story short, and it kind of blew up and I had like 3,000 plays. Anyway, I had to get it taken down.
All bullying plays.
Yeah. Yeah.
His version of blow up. That's like when my auntie thinks she got a lot of likes.
Oh, fuck off! 300,000 is good for anyone.
Oh, I thought you said 3,000.
Oh no, 300,000.
300,000.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Oh, good. It's 3,000 is probably just That's guys from a school.
Yeah.
Repeatedly playing it every time they get drunk.
Any house party you're at.
Yeah. Or when everyone's sharing shit YouTube clips, you're like, wait, I got the one to end it all. Remember that Sam Dorton guy from school? Listen to this shit.
Also joining us is a return guest who, when you type her name into Google, the related searches are Redown Bizpuss and Redown Rat Mama. Can you please welcome back on the pod? It's Redown.
I don't know. So they're not about you.
That is so. Bizpuss was a show I did with Kimberly Lyle, but it was just because I was taking like a bunch of MD at festival. And I told her, and she was single. Yeah.
I always hear her little sisters like, y'all got to do a show soon. I'm like, oh, sick.
And then Kimberly was single at the time, and she's gay, and I kept saying, it will be my business to get you pussy. It's my biz puss.
Yeah.
And then she named our festival show that. I was like, I had no say.
Right. And finally, is a man who shares his name with a London writer and director and the senior voice engineer at the University of New South Wales. Can you please welcome back in the pod? It's Tim Hewitt. Yeah.
Yes, Return of the King. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, well, there may be the London director was me. Did direct a school play when I was 17 over there.
Did you? Did you direct school plays?
Assistant directed. It doesn't matter.
What was the play?
Runner. I can't remember it now.
Totally happened though, right?
Yeah. It's like seven short stories. And
beautiful.
The kids were 12. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah, you should bury that.
Oh, a bit rich. Oh, that sounds lame.
Delete my song. Delete it.
It's all out in the open, brother.
All right, our first game tonight is called Social Me Media. Well, I'll read out status updates by the four of you, and you have to buzz in and tell me who you think tweeted it. Your names are your buzzers. If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, the person actually wrote it, they get the point. So you can't buzz in for your own. First one is this one. Grilled salmon can get fucked at a chippy. I just need golden meat, some potatoes.
Sam.
Yes, Sam.
Tim Hewitt.
No, that's Nick Cody there.
It.
Point there for Cody.
Damn. So you said chippy. I was like, that's fucking Nick
Cody. I know. Do you know what happened?
He just heard he'd been in London.
Yeah. No, I heard grilled and I just started thinking of the burger place and then someone told me everyone from Queensland likes grilled.
No, we don't. That's true? A fucking stereotype.
I like it.
Yeah. And it's only Queenslanders that think that's good.
They think it's like a fancy night out. Yeah.
It's like Nando's in the UK where Tim's from.
Cut my teeth there.
I've never heard the phrase golden meats. So good.
Golden meat. I just love when you open fish and chips and it's fucking all the same colour. Yeah. All the beasts, all the carbs, it's just gold.
So good. Okay, question two. Mum just told me that she lives for flossing and how glad she is that nonsense dabbing is over. Swish, swish, Mum.
Tim.
Oh, I heard Tim first.
Ree.
Yeah, you are correct, Tim. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she's pretty stoked about dabbing being over.
Dabbing.
It's not
is this real?
I don't know. I don't. Yeah,
I'll
no, I don't.
On the weekend. It's definitely not over.
She just came in and it was just so weird. She's like, I'm just glad that dabbing nonsense is over and walked out. Like, you can't. What?
No, she called it.
Fuck off, Sherelle.
Yeah. Well, people shut really up. Dabbing.
Sherelle.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I don't need that all the time.
Anytime her name is mentioned, that is always the reaction. It's like, huh?
Yeah. Sherelle.
Gross.
That would have been my second or third guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Margaret? No. Sherelle?
Sherelle. Yeah.
Such a classic mum name.
Question three. I was supposed to keep this under wraps, but I'm just so excited to share this exciting news with all of you. I can finally announce that I will be doing a massive shit after my mid-morning coffee. It's a dream come true, and I'm so excited to start this new chapter.
Nick.
Yes, Nick.
Taunton.
Yes, you are correct.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I shit heaps.
And he can't act. He was just looking at the table.
I forgot about the game. Oh, my God, I thought I was in a box for a second. You guys can't see me. Just play it cool, Taunton. Play it cool.
Question four. When your mum is like, send me some photos to show Nana, but your photo album only contains screenshots from online fights in the comedy scene.
Sam.
Yes, Sam.
Tim.
No, that's Ree. Oh, another one. Oh,
point for Ree. I'm just going think Tim. Of me.
Love those bloody gossipy screenshots, baby.
Yeah.
It's literally full in my album.
I've got to stop. I have a friend who sends them all to me, but my Facebook... Hey, Carl. My Facebook, for some reason, the messenger just goes straight into my gallery. So sometimes my kids will be looking at my phone and they'll just be like, what's this, man. Dad?
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, it's some open micer who's bombing right now.
They need to know. They need to know
it's important.
You got to know who to stay away from.
Question five. So funny that lame impro guys can't figure out consent. Yes, and is literally the only rule.
Ree.
Yes, Ree.
Sam?
No, that was Tim Hewitt.
Oh, hey, good one, babe.
And don't think that's me being woke. I just hate improv.
Did you get your start in improv, though? Did you
Theatre sports, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You theatre sports captain, weren't you?
I would never have guessed it. Like, are you on the run from a drug cartel or something? Like, why are you so different from your beginnings? Directing theatre in London.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Theatre sports.
I mean, like me directing in London was, I worked at a school and I was like, fuck, it's cold. So I was just like, I'll coach rugby some days and then I'll do the play, I guess.
How old were you when you were in London?
18, 17.
18. And they just let you coach the rugby team.
Yeah, I did direct a play. Yeah, yeah. And I was a boarding master as well. Like, I put kids to bed.
If you're an Australian, I worked at a summer camp when I was 19 and they just thought I was Australian. I could do fucking anything.
Yeah.
They're like, you're teaching archery, kayak. Like, I was in Oregon. I'm like, the city I live in has more people than this entire state. And they're like, yeah, you must be very outdoors.
Question six. I've been on my phone so much today, I've developed a cramp in my fingers, but it's all worth it because I've sent three emails, spent 2 hours watching Insta stories, then scrolled through Twitter till I fell into a deep depression about the state of the world.
Ree.
Yes, I heard Tim first.
Ooh. I'll take it. Tornin.
Literally all three of us except Tornin were like...
Yeah, everyone went for it. Once again, I still think I'm in a box.
Sounds like a cuck. Cuck sort of sounding tweet.
Yeah, perfect. Sign me up.
I only wrote that because I thought people think it was Ree, but then she buzzed in.
Mm. Oh, you're just trying to help me out?
Well, I was just trying to think of the game.
Trying to be tricky.
Yeah. Mm.
That sounds, you'd do that as well, wouldn't you?
I would never do that.
Okay, just me, depressed. Cool.
Depressed for other reasons.
Oh, okay, cool, yeah.
Next question. It's nearly impossible to look hot while sitting on a pokey.
Sam.
Yes, Sam.
This is crazy. I'm going to go three times. Tim.
You are correct. Yes. Yeah. There's a point there for Sam. You're off the
stick. I thought it was me until he said pokey.
Yeah, yeah.
Poker machine.
What do you call it?
Pokey, on a pokey machine.
No,
sitting at the pokies.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I guess
sitting
it was
on a pokey.
That's what I was like, for sure.
For our international listeners, slot machine or one-arm bandit, whatever you call them.
Yeah.
One-arm bandit.
Bricky's laptop.
I've never heard
Bricky's laptop. Fucking great.
It's not mine, but it's good.
Yeah. Next question. Boxing to the left of me, UFC to the right. Here I am drinking at 11 a.m.
Ree. Nick Cody.
You are correct, yes. Oh, a bit of song parody there, Nick.
Mate,
I liked
why not?
It.
Yeah. Bit of Goal FM memories. That was from a few weeks ago. Bloody good day.
One of my first bits was a parody to that song, which was stuck in the Centrelink queue.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah. What were some of the verses?
Got... clowns to the left of me, junkies to the right. Oh, here I am, stuck in the Centrelink queue. Oh.
Clowns.
Didn't even have to change the first.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Yeah, literally.
Clowns to the left of me, junkies to the right. clowns is good.
Yeah, festival's over. Not much work.
Those French train cunts coming back in, hands out.
Next question. I'm going to start saying live and dangerous every time a joke fails this week in honour of the Logies.
Nick.
Yes, Nick.
Huey.
Yes, you are correct. That was Tim, and I love that because I watched that. What you were
it was
saying.
What?
So if you don't know, Shane Jacobson was doing a bit of roving reporting.
It was crazy.
At the Logies, and was just any time a joke bombed, he'd just go, "It is live and dangerous."
it was never going to work.
The segment was called "Live and Dangerous." Like, him roving out there was like that was their version of like anything could go wrong.
It was crazy. And then it was just him being like, "Well, I think I bloody should have got nominated over you, mate." And the other guy's like.
Yeah,
it was like not funny, and it just was awkward. You're like, dangerous. I think you think that. It was awesome.
Also, the week this comes out, we're only days away from seeing his cock live on free to air.
No, I saw you tweet this. I don't know the backstory. What is this about? Why is his cock going to be on telly?
The Full Monty is going to be on Sunday night on Channel 7.
He's in the Full Monty,
and so there's like it's the new Channel 7 show. So
it's amazing. It's
awesome.
Can we make a TV show out of a
movie
from 96
20 years ago? Yeah. 20 years ago, and it's like, so Shane Jacobson, Brian Taylor, the football commentator.
BT.
Yeah.
Triple M ranks football.
Chris, the guy who was married to Danny Minogue, I think, or was with Danny Minogue. Like
the
English
Chris,
model.
Oh, man. Yeah, Chris, what's his name?
Yeah, Chris with a K.
Yeah.
He's not right.
It's against God, that.
Sam Mack.
Sam Mack, the weather guy.
Yeah. He's getting his cock out. And so Ben Lomas.
Who's getting their puss out, though?
Lomas isn't.
Just can't then. Get a fucking crack on telly.
Ben Lomas was the warm-up
crazy.
Guy for
it's crazy.
He's a warm-up.
Yeah.
What, the warm-up for... The what, flopper. Is it a sitcom?
No, it's
no,
like...
it's a show. It's like an Australian Idol.
They sold out the Enmore.
Oh, it's a reality show.
Well, it's a one-off, I think.
So wait, what is the show? Is they get their dicks out.
You see their journey. They get together. They get with a choreographer, and then you see.
They're
going to
do a striptease.
It's so funny.
Yeah, like
none of
like the full Monty. Yeah.
I hope it's
isn't it amazing?
Just the term Australian celebrity. Yeah. Fucking
one time, my mum and her friends
well.
Did that for my dad for his 40th.
Got their.
They did
out.
A striptease for him.
Oh, they're full Monty.
We had to go to bed, but they videoed it, so I got to watch it.
That's good.
I remember like the under 14 player review or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, where you got to do things. I did the full Monty. All the lights went out just as... Because you can't just show a room full of adults 13-year-old dicks.
Well, I've said this...
Why not?
That's everything that's wrong with this country.
Yeah. It was a nanny state then, and it's just gotten worse.
I've told this on the podcast before, but it was very, very early on. So when my auntie was getting married, I was like 12 years old, and my mum wanted me to be the stripper. And she wanted me also to black up because my auntie wanted a black stripper.
You are kidding me.
This is so great.
I pulled out of doing it. I didn't want to do it.
You're so woke back then.
Yeah. It wasn't. I had
I'll black up with your clothes off. Yeah. Or I'll get me dick out.
I'm not doing no dick for my auntie.
Yeah.
That's how I draw the line.
My auntie's friend got really annoyed because she went and bought the makeup and she's like, well, I'm out of pocket.
She went and got black face paint.
Yeah, just got some nugget. I don't know. It was wild stuff in Burnie.
She's gone out and bought it, as if she just hasn't gone to her blackface drawer.
Yeah.
Pulled out some eyes for all parties.
I've done blackface in like the Year Six play. I was Chuck Berry.
And you've done a lot of
blackface. Yeah,
Nick Cody's
Studio
done it
on
television.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Oh, you're kidding.
That's better.
No. So it was the week of the Jackson Jive.
Remember that? Topical. When Harry Connick cracked
Harry Connick Jr. on Hey Hey It's Saturday, just look up Jackson Jive. It's fucking awful. But Studio
A
decided to do a sketch. And Studio A was a community TV show, Channel 31.
A lot of good people came out of it.
And you know the story with what the cameraman did? So every week the show would start, the camera would pan the audience and people would hold up signs. Good things about Studio A for the first two, and then the third one would always be a joke. And this week... it was like, good thing, Tommy Little's the best. We love Studio A. And it cuts to me and I'm holding a sign in blackface and it says Studio A is racist. But the camera guys at RMIT thought I didn't look as good like with the sign in shot, so they just zoomed in on my face.
Oh,
so
no.
It just went to me in blackface with the joke cut out.
Oh, no.
And the thing I used, they wouldn't let me use acrylic paint or whatever, so that someone said Vegemite and I put Vegemite on 45 minutes before and it's so high in salt that it just sucked the moisture out of my face and my face just felt on fire and they've cut the sign out. That was...
So it was worth it?
Yeah.
It was one of the most painful things.
So you know struggling.
Yeah.
I know the film.
I got followed by a dude on Instagram that I went to school with, I haven't seen for years, and I was going through his photos and one of them's in blackface and I was like, this is crazy, and I clicked on it and then one of the people that liked it was a very good friend of mine, comedian Tom Cashman, and I was like, I'm like, how do they know each other? And then I asked Tom Cashman about it and he paid like a bot to like people's photos to like up his like Instagram so people would follow him back. But this bot's just been going around liking like racist photos. He just got a blackface bot.
Oh, and our final question for the round.
So good.
My worst nightmare is going viral as the person in the gym doing the exercises wrong.
Ree.
Yes, Ree.
Sam Tornin.
You are correct. Yes, put there for Ree. Yeah.
Such a scared little boy.
I live in
had
fear
to be
of that. Yeah, I saw a dude like just like pulling a cable as far as it would go the other day in the gym. I'm like, what a fucking loser.
So I've been trying to tell my wife, who doesn't go to the gym, but she wants to, but she's scared because she goes, oh, what if I do it wrong? I'm like, no one watches you in the gym.
Sam Tornin
focusing on
my phone out. Just ready to go at all times.
I go to Dowdy's nearby. It's like 24-hour gym. It was next door to a bikey thing. It's fucking hectic, big bodybuilders in there. Best place for people that are worried about the gym to go to the gym because no one gives a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, they're all so massive themselves. They're not looking at you.
No.
They're looking at themselves.
And they're also
they're professional bodybuilders.
And if like they're also the nicest people at the gyms because that's their church.
Yeah. You'll see a guy with full face.
Pay respects.
Lifting's their religion. Yeah. They're like a born again trying to get more people in there. They want you to lift. They want you there.
All right, at the end of the round, the scores are Sam on 1 point, Ree on 3 points, Nick on 3 points, and also on 3 points is Tim Hewitt. Yay! New round. This round is called Share House. Now, it's a new round, very familiar rules. Now, most people have had flatmates, and most people realise that people can be the worst. In this round, we talk about all those times where we wish we lived on our own, and today we're talking about Tim Hewitt. Now, not that long ago, Tim was sharing a house with the next guest on this show, Brett Blake.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When Brett brought a girl home, over the course of hanging out, a few weird things happened, but what happened that made it really, really awkward? Was it A, while Tim was in the shower, she came into the bathroom, covered her eyes and said, "I'm not looking, I just really need the toilet," sat down and took a dump?
Typical of the girls' Brett days.
Yeah.
Was it B, after she left, Tim was quite loudly saying to Brett that that girl is crazy, only for her to knock on the door and her saying, "Sorry, I left my wallet here." Tim's convinced that she heard everything that they were saying about her. Or is it C, she left, but Tim is positive that she took the TV remote control because ever since that day, they cannot find it. A, B, or C?
Fuck. I stole a TV remote once accidentally from a hotel room.
Accidentally?
Yeah, like I just put it in my bag. I stole the TV room. Yeah. And the screen as well.
I took the screen. Was it a hotel? Was it a house? Was it a nighttime? I don't know.
Why did you think she was crazy?
She had sex with Brett Blake.
Excuse me.
He'd love this, by the way. It's the share house originally founded by Taunton.
Yeah, I lived in that. I passed that on to Brett Blake. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Good memories.
So you know the bathroom.
It's tight bathroom. As well.
If,
the
if
toilet
she came
is
into shit. This she would have had to climb over you.
Yeah,
it's pretty intimate.
And you would have seen it. It's just when I moved to Melbourne, I lived there for
a
week.
The rats. Yeah, the rats.
And I brought the rats.
There were two rats living in our house.
Yeah, but like that would have. That's real bad. I got real sick on the last night to take a shit in your bathroom, and I was so scared the whole time. I was like, this is not the way to make a first impression in Melbourne.
We've only just recovered.
Yeah. No, she was pretty weird. Like, so we were all, I don't know, I was lying on the floor watching a movie. They were all watching a movie there. It was like a sex scene, and I jokingly like did a yoga pose to Brett with my bum up, and he's like, "Oh, look at that little peach!" And then she jumped on top of me, and was like, "Yeah, I'm fucking him, whoa!" And I like sort of looked at Brett, I was like, "Please, God, help me!" And then he was full on, like real drunk.
Oh,
like,
fuck himself. That sounds like a Fight Club.
Yeah.
I can't believe they're not together anymore.
It was just Brett and Tim hanging out the whole time. She was never there.
Yeah.
Look, so I don't know. I feel like I've heard this story. I feel like I've heard a different version of this story, but I can't tell. Maybe she tried to shit herself. No, maybe.
She tried to shit herself. I'm gonna shit myself.
Or she left her wallet there. That seems the most probable.
And that seems to me something for some reason. I'd feel you.
That's why
you'd hold
we were
on
like,
to
fuck,
that.
She's crazy, and then she came back.
I feel like that would affect you. Yeah, you're a very sweet man. Like, it would affect you. Like, fuck, she actually heard.
Yeah.
So you're not looking B?
Yeah.
Sam B?
I'm going to lock in B. Yeah, the wallet. Mm.
Okay. Nick B, Sam B. Ree, what are you going to lock in?
I feel like B, but I just like.
Get on board the B train.
Yeah, get on the B train.
The B train is correct. Yes. 1 point for Sam, Ree, and Nick there. No
I needed
points.
That. Really at the bottom of the table.
No points for Tim. But yeah, it was. So how far into a conversation were you that you realised, oh, fuck, she's heard all of it?
Like pretty close, pretty far. It was like the full thing is that it was a neighbour that came round and she was nuts. She was just off her wall.
Well, it was nuts. The neighbour.
Yeah, but like Brett was like, yeah, come on in. Fucking nightmare. Nightmare situation. She just had a bottle of Wild Turkey and she's like, you guys are soft. Get into it. And then
my wife bought like a TV cabinet off of Gumtree or something.
Yeah, it could have been.
And someone was helping it carry it down the stairs and she's talking and Luch just says, is that fucking Looch? It was their building.
Yeah, yeah.
Blakey's like, I've got everything for you. He like strapped it down so much. Removeless. He had many straps. Yeah, just fucking have them. Like, there was so many straps in the back of the car.
That's Brett's form of Asperger's. I can fit it in and then it's all there. And yeah, sick, man. Do it, dude.
Yeah. He's such a good boy with such poor taste in women.
No.
Yeah.
She's all right.
So at the end of that round, the scores are Sam now on 2 points, Tim on 3 points, Ree on 4 points, and also on 4 points, isn't it, Cody?
Sweet.
This round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. Now, in this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say nah. A point if you get correctly, a point to the person the fact may or may not be about if you're incorrect. So to Tim. Now, Nick was with his wife recently at a birthing class and got proper told off by the midwife because one couple continued to ask inane questions like, what happens if there isn't any parking at the hospital? And can we bring our own sheets from home? Nick and Lucia were audibly angry and they would sigh after each question. And after class, the midwife pulled them aside and told them they were being very rude. Yeah or no? You can ask them as many questions as you want.
Okay. So how many people are in this sort of class?
16. Yeah, 14, 16.
Nearly said 15, even which would have been crook.
Yeah, yeah, it was all.
One bloke's out. Already done the dad.
Or she sent the bloke along. Write all the facts down, bring it home, I'm tired.
Truly cucked. Not even his kid. He's got to be there. All right, yeah, okay, 16, and just one lady running the show.
Yeah. With an assistant who was not help. I didn't even know if it was an assistant at times.
So daughter.
This lady, over the course of an 8-hour day, 9-hour day, so we just did it all in one thing.
Mm.
She chipped in maybe 4 times over the course of 9 hours and went through, I reckon, 400 600-mil bottles of Coke.
Awesome.
Fuck yeah.
Just occasionally go, yeah, that's what swaddling is. And then just go back to drinking. She's fucking great. Yeah, No way they're splitting the money 50-50.
Yeah. You can tell. Yeah, when someone drinks that much Coke, you know they just want to have a Winnie Red. But they're around. Well, it was 4 foot 5 at the BP, so I'm not going to get my fucking pants pulled down. All right, it's assistant. So what does this couple look like that are being pains?
Oh, just an early 30s, never taken a risk in life. Like, I've definitely gone high school, university, straight into a job, working their way up, and no question, is this all it's about? You know what I mean? Just,
That is so deep.
And it was
deep.
So annoying. Like, Luch,
that's so deep, Nick.
Yeah, it was pretty brutal. But
such a brutal thing to say.
Yeah, well, there's clearly people, you see couples in the class that are, they're like, yeah, fuck you, I'm ready to have a kid. And there's other people that are like, I'm checking this off my life list.
Yeah.
You're awesome. Like, that is fucking the grimmest thing. yeah, they were just a bit. And to be fair, it was, I started and then Luch would, I was just tired.
I'm sure
hungover, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Been before, at a box that Eddie had, free booze. Yeah. I said, I'll only have a couple. It's a big day tomorrow. Got home at 2 a.m.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I can't imagine Luch was being too mean. It was probably you groaning and her groaning about you groaning. Like, oh. Fuck!
I thought she was on my side.
I'm going to say yeah.
It was nah. It was all made up.
You're a psycho, Nick.
It all makes it up.
Everything else I said about it was 100%.
Yeah.
It's how you play the game, mate.
Yeah.
It's how you play the game. But
the thing that was true is that so it was the fourth trimester class. That's about when the baby comes home. Because the other ones, you just learn about, like, Luch giving birth, which to be.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's like, I've just got to be there to say, bring ice chips. One stand, but, you know, yeah, bring some Coke and Winnie Reds.
You've got to be there and get out of the way at the same time. That's what
but the fourth trimester, it's about the baby's home and you learn how to bathe it and all that stuff. And at lunchtime, I missed the UFC and the heavyweight fight was on. And I said, what's on after lunch? And they're like, breastfeeding. And I go, sweet. And we all went to the pub. I had a beer and a Palmer. And then they're all heading back for breastfeeding. And I'm like, this does not apply to me. I'll be about 10 minutes later. I've got to watch a fight.
All right. So to Nick.
What a dad.
Already so good. Right, now, Sam, once at a gig on Rottnest Island, had to abandon his set after the entire crowd was yelling a term that I won't say on the podcast.
I'll say it.
And also, then a guy got up on stage and tried to fight him. Yeah or nah?
Oh, so this is Rotto Fest?
No, it was like a, I think it's like a monthly gig they run.
Oh, yeah, on Rottnest Island. But it's those guys, Lee and...
Yeah, those guys, yeah. So I was just
what,
in Perth.
What time of year was it?
Just over the New Year's break.
Awesome.
Yeah. Everyone was like, you know, they're having a good night.
That's what I mean. Yeah, it's summer in WA. It's very hot. What was the word? Was it, I assume, to do with your sexuality?
No, more my not more the like the quality of my comedy.
I assume more like your sexuality. More like,
well, when he said a word that I'm not going to say, I'm like, all right, well, it's either that.
It starts.
I'm looking at him, so it's not going to be one of the other words.
It's got to be that word.
No, but I mean, there's certain other ones that are just taken out of the equation by looking at him. I'm like, it's WA, but still, we're not that far behind. You know? I'm just trying to narrow down the word.
Yeah, it's like, it's not like, if there's a spectrum of bad words to use, it's not the worst one.
Yeah.
But it would be in that half of bad ones.
Oh, all right.
Spectrum's also a good word.
Spectrum, yeah, okay. It's in that kind of like...
Spectrum. Yeah. It's just Ronnie, I'm not getting off. I'm going to say, yeah, it's just Rotto and those guys and...
You are correct,
100%
yes.
Correct, yeah. 100% correct.
That's why I had to ask the time of year, because if it's winter, you're going to be more subdued, but it's hot as fuck. Yeah. You're drinking...
Oh, they were all so drunk and like... Everyone's dying. 5 minutes into their set, my set, a group of girls just start chanting. and then it all catches on. The crowd, everyone's just going, like 150 people just going. Someone say that. And then this other dude's like, he starts yelling and he's like, next, next.
And I'm like, next is brutal.
I'm like, brother, I'm the headliner. There's no one to come. Even if I wanted to bring someone else on, there's no one else. And he goes, I'm funnier than you. And I was like, it's already over. I was like, get up here and tell a little joke. He gets up there, tells the most racist joke I've ever heard in my life.
There we go. Some of those other words.
Four young white dudes like that are work like, fuck you, storm the stage. Huge fight breaks out. And like everyone gets kind of like, I'm still on stage.
Yeah. Like, still doing the sheet bit.
why did you get off your It's a fight.
And then,
sorry, I just see Josh looking at the time.
I was looking at how
did it crop. How do we edit this out? Nah, leave it in, I reckon. Anyway, and then the next morning I'm waiting for the ferry to go home and a guy comes up to me and he's like, oh, mate, the ferry's not running for 2 hours. And I'm like, oh, why not? And he goes, well, the bloke that said that racist joke on stage last night, he is the ferry driver. Oh. I had to sack him.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. How's he getting home, mate?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
He's
got to swim back to the mainland.
It's crazy that woke culture can affect the Rottnest ferry. Like, you're like, have you heard about this guy losing his comedy job? And it's like, mate, the Rottnest ferry, like, there was a prerequisite to drop the Rottnest ferry.
I thought you'd need to know at least five of those.
Okay, so a point there for Nick. Now, to Sam. Now, when Ree was 6 years old, her mum accidentally left her on the bus because her mum was carrying groceries and didn't see that Ree wasn't close by. Ree saw what happened and thought it was cool that she was on her own on the bus. She sat back down and after a couple of minutes, the bus driver saw her, stopped the bus and asked her who she was travelling with. He then turned the bus around to try and find Ree's mum, who they saw a minute later running down the street without her groceries. Ree and the bus driver both started laughing because her mum looked crazy. Lot to unpack in that. So you can ask us some questions.
All right.
Sherelle.
Sherelle looked crazy. Who would have picked?
My mother is everything. Shut up.
Okay, I'm so sorry. What groceries were they?
Oh, I don't know. I was six. Probably like vegetables. My mum's like real strict parent. Okay. Vegetables, meat, maybe so, a treat, maybe a roll-up.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm feeling...
I was going to say, there's no hummus in there.
No hummus, yeah.
No one's taking their kids solo on the bus with hummus, hummus in a bag. For the, you know what I mean?
That's a different one. look, you don't strike me as a bus taker. That's the other thing.
I have pretty poor roots, though.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. Mum and, like...
Sherelle.
Nicholas.
What are you talking about?
My parents are very well off now, but they're pov cunts.
Well, that's you've only always told me that your parents are, like, minted up.
Yeah, well, they are, but that's just because they worked real hard.
Okay, right, okay.
From really, really, I've heard that really poor
I've
background.
Heard that's an option.
Sherelle. Sherelle's going to work hard.
Yeah. Sherelle's going to kick you in the neck.
Again, Sherelle. These are all coming true. That's all I'm saying.
I reckon.
But, yeah, we used to be really poor. And mum and dad have to share a car. So dad would get the bus to work some days. And then some days he'd take, we only had one car at the time.
Okay. I've just learned so much about your life now. Okay. I want to say it's not true because, but I think a lot of the elements are, I think you'd never turn a bus around.
We didn't turn the bus around. You pulled to the side of the road.
Yeah. That's what I reckon. Yeah. You pulled to the side of the road, then they've looked back and then your mum's running.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it was just that, like, it was literally me and my mum on the bus and, like, a little old lady, and we were sitting really separate. So I think, like, from what I remember is that he looked in the rearview mirror and just saw me by myself.
Okay. So then in that case, yes, because the only part of that story I had a problem with was the bus.
Bus around. Yeah.
So what, you're going to say the story was...
From what I've heard, probably your mum probably looked crazy.
She did. Okay. She's so cute.
My whole story, though, you're going to say yes or no?
Yeah, I'm saying yes. To your story.
To my story?
Oh, no, because the bus didn't turn around.
You are correct. Yes. It wasn't true.
You just fucking... That is such a cop-out.
Give me the point, Ree.
You do not... You should not get a point for that. You were like... You
was that?
You went to say... You went to say you were incorrect and then
Sam changed. Was the bus turning around the only bit that he changed?
None of it was true.
None of it happened.
She grew up rich. She didn't take the bus.
No, I didn't actually grow up rich. I was a little pov until the age of maybe seven.
Ah, so the bus.
But I never had to get a bus by myself. Me and Mum never went on the bus together.
But
unless it was to a Broncos game.
Cute. That's cute, isn't it?
That sounds minted.
Yeah.
That sounds like big money bags over here.
When I was writing the story, I thought the bus turning around is a funny element.
It is.
Seeing a bus do like a 17-point turn in a Brisbane street is
funny.
And then you forgot you had old Taunton on the case. Yeah. Cracked it straight away.
They can't turn around. I think a bus driver, it would break them mentally.
Yeah.
Turn this around.
Also, bus drivers literally do not give a fuck about anyone in Brisbane. He would just keep driving.
What about that guy that saved? Remember that guy, that hero?
Yeah. He saved the bus driver.
Oh, he wasn't the bus driver. Okay, no, fair enough.
He was getting a haircut, brother.
Okay, so to read, this year at Splendor in the Grass, Tim watched a man get arrested who, as he was being handcuffed and masked out of the festival, was yelling, "I'm a mature age student." Yeah or nah?
That's just funny, very isolated as well.
What day into the festival was this?
Day three.
What time of the day did this happen?
7.
At night or in the morning?
At night.
At night. Mm. What was he wearing?
He wasn't that old looking, which was the most thing.
Oh, the worst type of maturity.
Yeah.
Just like 22.
Yeah.
Just past the cutoff.
Yeah.
ATAR wasn't good enough, so I just waited until 22.
But what was he wearing?
Had like maybe like a dash of glitter.
He did the glitter tits?
The full glitter tits, no. He was like, and he wasn't like, I don't know. It's not like he was getting ripped out, but there were just heaps of cops around him, and he's like,
"See the guy with the Nutella jar? See that the guy got arrested going in there because they had a whole bunch of pills in a Nutella jar."
Awesome. Okay, and that got, because my big plan was I always used to put them in like a tub of butter, and then in the esky, and I was like, no way they can get through that.
Mm. Like you would push it down into the butter?
Yeah.
That's really smart.
That's what I learned off someone. Someone else told me to do it, yeah.
What, and like, that's so really the good. dogs can't sniff it out.
Dogs can't sniff butter. No,
this is quite a common one. My brother used to sneak vodka into the cricket in a...
Watermelon.
No, in a...
hand sanitizer?
Not sus.
sunscreen pump thing. Just pour it in a sunscreen pump. Oh, just, yeah. The vodka would kill any
vodka infused.
Yeah.
But a sunscreen infused vodka.
So you just
the vodka would kill any things. So I'm more worried about a sunscreen fucking vodka raspberry. I'm not worried about the death. It's like, ugh.
I've never snuck anything in anywhere. I'm a bit scared of authority, fucking terrified. Like,
I've only ever snuck booze. I've never put anything on me though. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I've never just rolled the dice in the pants for drugs.
Go back to home base.
I did Splenda like 7 years ago when like I lived in Brisbane, and all like I went with a group of like mates. It was like my boyfriend's and his older brother and all of their friends. And they all were, like, so tricky, like, tomato sauce bottles, like, doing butter shit. Like, they were just anything you could think of. They were being so creative. And I just literally put, like, a bottle of vodka, a bottle of Midori just, like, in my suitcase by themselves. Just, like, so easy. And I was like, if they try to open it, I'll just be like, I'm a woman. I have a dildo in there. Get away from me. And, like, that was going to be my plan. Like, it's private. How dare you? I'm on my period. I've used tampons in there. I was just like, that was going to be just to, like, scare a security guard. And just, like, didn't check us at all. And so they had literally gone through hours and hours of effort to sneak in. And those guys were drinking heavy. Like, after 3 hours, like, his older brother, like, threw up in a creek next to our tent because of how much he drank. And he was that drunk the rest of the time. So they bought in a lot of fucking booze.
Right.
And just, like, it was just so great because I was like, eat it. Eat my fake used tampon.
So what do you think? Do you think yes or no off the back of that?
Oh, yes.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Ray.
Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, so was
it? Yeah, it was, yes. Yeah, sorry. Sorry, I'm room running over here.
Oh, bro, I'm going to be in the second half.
I've got some fucking dropouts.
At the end of that round, the scores are Sam on 3 points, Tim on 3 points, Ree on 5 points. In the lead now on 6 points is Nick Cody.
Nice.
Good shit, brother.
All right, this is our final round. This round is called Who, 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 Who. In this round, I'll read out a bunch of questions all about you guys. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your name's your buzzer. You get a point if you get it right. You get a point off if you get it wrong. You can't buzz in for your own. The first one is this one. Who broke their sibling's arm by pushing them down the stairs?
Nick.
Yes, Nick.
Ree.
No, it was Sam Taunton did that. Thank you. Point off,
thank
Nick.
Thank you. No regrets.
How old were you?
Poor old
Hammer. Oh, look, probably too old to do that. No, I don't know. Like, probably... four, I reckon. I've been playing
that's
with...
not too old.
But it's real kind of... I regret saying it to people. I said a lot because I was playing with Lego and then I was like, it'd be funny if I just pushed my sister down onto that Lego. She broke her arm. Dad was doing a shit at the time. And I had to go get her. I was like, I think Hannah's pretty hurt. And he was like... Back in those days, he was spending a lot of time on the loo reading his like catamaran magazine. Yeah. Just needed a bit of dad time. Yeah. So he wasn't too keen to come out very quickly. But yeah, she was pretty hurt.
You really...
How old was she?
Oh, six she would have been.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
So you were younger.
Yeah, I was trying to display my dominance.
That's a true alpha move.
Yeah, true.
Next question. Whose earliest memory is falling out of a tree?
Nick.
Yes, Nick.
Huey.
No, it's Ree. Another point off Nick.
Yeah. It's the cutest story too because we had a German
Mine's
shepherd.
Dress ups. Yeah. Looking fierce.
No, it's so cute. I was like 2 years old and I've confirmed with Sherelle. Shut it. shut it, Nick Cody. Huh? I've confirmed with Sherelle that it's what happened. I had a German shepherd who was really old and she was just like Nana from Peter Pan. And I was down the back of the yard and she saw me fall out and I was crying. But my mum couldn't hear because she was under the house doing laundry. And then my dog went and got me and picked me up by my diaper and brought me to mum.
Oh.
How cute is that?
The dog should have put a bit of Lego under the tree. Yeah. That gets the shit going.
That's smart. That snaps bones. Yeah. That's very good.
Next question. Who once tried to sell comedy tickets in a dildo factory?
Sam.
Yes, Sam.
Nick Cody.
You are correct. Yes, that was Nick Cody.
Pathetic.
Power move.
Is this when you're...
Do you want to come and
doing
come?
Yeah, the comics lounge jobs down door to door.
Oh...
Awesome. Oh, I saw some pretty grim stuff. That has taken years off my life.
Where's 100%. The dildo factory in Melbourne?
Oh, there's,
where is it,
probably
Nick?
Probably East of the suburbs, I reckon. Like, not nice. I mean, south, like Frankston.
Yeah.
Frankston, like you go left once you're off the highway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cody's like, can I get one while it's still warm? Fresh off the mint.
Also,
You just see some real weird shit doing that job.
Dildo is the funniest word.
It's like, awesome.
It is just so funny. Dildo, like, I was thinking about this when I wrote this. Dildo and condom are two of the most dumbest words.
Mm. They're great.
Stuff like, just call it a vibrator or a sheath. That's actually like, yeah.
Sheath.
A sheath. A sheath is like,
a dildo and a vibrator are different.
Yeah, that makes me feel
you say condom, but
it's
sheath.
It's right in the feels.
Yeah.
A dildo and a vibrator are different.
I know they're different. Yeah. But people just say dildo. They don't say.
Don't some dildos
like,
vibrate?
I mean, that would be a vibrator.
Yeah,
a vibrating dildo.
A dildo is like just like a rubber dick.
Yeah.
That like no
bikes
one
and
ever.
Cars,
has...
mate. They both get you somewhere. But one different. Of them's got an engine.
Write that down, Cody. That's pretty good.
Yes, brother.
Next question. Who flew to Perth to a gig, saw that it was in a shipping container, didn't do the gig, but still got paid?
Tim.
Yes, Tim.
It's Samuel Taunton.
That is Sam. Yeah.
Textbook diva behaviour.
Absolutely not, is what I said, and I stormed out of there.
It was Falls Festival. I was there the next day.
Yeah. I went and got drunk with you that day. Yeah, and
fun.
I was whinging. No, I didn't care. It was way better than doing the gig. But I didn't crack the shits, by the way. It was Ursula Carlson rang her manager and cracked the shits. And I was like, yeah, whatever. Like, I would have done it, I guess. Like, what do I care?
But it was
I'm
great.
I'm fucking sick.
It was like it was just like a shipping container, like a portable. And on the door, huge, way bigger than comedy and anyone's name was on, was, this is not a toilet.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, people just kept coming in to go to the toilet, because I just spent the whole time standing at the front. When we're canceling, I'm like, not the toilet. Not, and all these like drunk girls be like, but we need to wait. And I'm like, I just don't care. Like, it's still not the toilet.
Yeah. And the day, because they were trying to get people in. They were flying, going to come in. It's like, no, don't. It's a fucking festival. Go see Liam Gallagher instead. Like,
I did a flight to Perth thing last year for Carlton Dry. They were trying to set up pub gigs that I'd do stand-up at. They flew me to Perth. Put me up in an insane at the new Crown, insane. It's like 50 minutes north of town. Get picked up in a car, drive out there. Nothing set up for a gig. They want me to do it in a dining room at dinner time in like a bistro.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah.
Yeah.
And the lady running the venue was like, we didn't want to do it either. Yeah, fuck it.
Clearly, they didn't even set up.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. So they like flew me to Perth, business class, Crown. Booze all night, straight back to the pool, flew home. I was like, sorry, guys, the gig wasn't set up. They go, fair enough.
Did a lot of those get cancelled? Because awesome. I was having a beer with you in Sydney and you and Ray, they got cancelled out as well. Yeah. God, what a gig.
It's so sick to think about gigs. Everything but a mic and a light.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Did any of you guys do those Sombrero gigs?
Oh, man, no, I heard about that.
Yeah. I did one in Harvey Bay, I think, and I literally didn't have to get up on stage at all. I would just talk to customers. I'm like, what are you getting?
Yeah, so for the listener, what it was.
And they were just
just
do that, that's fine.
Sombrero, is it what he said?
Yeah, Sombrero. Yeah. It's
they
like,
just got a whole bunch of comics in their stores to do gigs, but there wasn't any mics, there wasn't any kind of promotion about it.
He said it was terrible.
Buttle did one too.
Yeah, Joe Shaver. Of Becky Lucas, they had to actually do them. I didn't. Luckily, the people were just like, I don't fucking care.
I couldn't think of anything worse when you're just having a fucking hungover burrito.
Yeah. Next question. Who gave an Uber driver 5 stars even though the driver stopped mid-journey to get some Subway?
Sam. Nick.
Yes, Sam.
Oh.
Tim Hewitt.
Yeah, sure, Chris.
Yes. It's been talked about.
That's hot off the presses. That's so good. It's the best thing that's ever happened to me. It's awesome.
I don't know what an Uber driver would have to do for me not to give them 5 stars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like...
Yet mine is 4.67 or something like that.
Oh, you're a dud hang. That's
bullshit.
What that is.
Man, I had...
I shut up. I sit in the front.
Do you ever give your Uber to other people, though?
No.
Yeah, man. No, I had it for 18 months, 5-star rating for 18 months. I'm in the States with my dad. I send dad home in an Uber. The next night, the driver's like, you got a great rating. I'm like, thank you. 5 stars. He's like, very close. 4.97. So fuck, did
what
dad
did
do? Like,
what did you do?
Yeah.
Fuck. Dad's like, I was drunk. Fuck. He's wrecked it.
Next question. Who had to cancel their final night show of a comedy festival because an audience member had a seizure?
Sam.
Yes, Sam.
Nick Cody.
You are correct, yes.
I heard this story on a podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When it crushed too hard.
Wait. Are they okay first?
And did they ask for money back or something?
Yeah, so that was the closing story for the festival show next year. A guy 15 minutes into the show had an epileptic fit, and there were a couple of nurses in there, which was great.
Yeah.
We just stopped it and took about half an hour once the ambos are like half an hour total from when it happened. Ambos get him out, and I was just offering people on the way out their money back, and everyone was like, man, it's fine. It's not your fault. It's just fucking crazy. and a bunch of us had a beer at the bar talking about it. And a few weeks later, I got an email from the guy's girlfriend saying, hey, our friends were there with us that night. I'm the girl whose partner had the epileptic fit. He's not taking his meds. He doesn't like them. But they told us later that you were offering refunds. We're just wondering if we could get our money back.
Oh, my God.
That's insane. That's
and
awesome.
I said the end of the next year's show was called Inappropriate, and I tell, like, the foulest joke ever and get groans and then tell that story. Yeah. And you just it makes people more sick.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, that's inappropriate. Yeah. Jokes aren't inappropriate.
I was walking past. I'd just finished my show, dumped all my stuff, was going out for the big party and walked past and saw you. And I was in a really high – and then you tell me that story. I'm like, I don't know how to act now because – You were clearly a little bit, not shaken, yeah. but like it affected you. And I'm like, I'm not in a good way to be saying, oh, I'm so sorry about that, because I just want to go get pissed at the high five.
So did I. Yeah. And I got to do it earlier, thanks to thanks to my laser light show.
A little CZC. Yeah.
Next question. Who once lied to an ex and said that they cheated on them when they didn't, because this was the only way they thought this person would break up with them?
Nick.
Yes, Nick.
Ree.
You are correct, yes.
Oh, my God, that's good. It was my first boyfriend. I didn't want to kiss him. I was too scared to kiss.
The stereotype I pulled there is that would be the last resort for a bloke to pull, I reckon.
Yeah.
I cheated on you. You're like, nah, we'll fix
it. Imagine.
Well, it would be. Yeah. It would be.
I'd rather actually do it.
Yeah. Instead of just making up the story going, well, I guess this is the only way I can get out of this. Go be a shit bloke. Anyway, next question. Who once almost slid off a snowy mountain? And if they did, they would be for sure dead by now.
Sam.
Yes, Sam.
Tim Hewitt.
No, it was Ree.
Oh.
Thank you, though.
I'm pretty nah.
He's
got info.
Once upon a time,
you told me this.
Yeah.
I jotted it away.
Oh, beautiful. I love the little directory.
Cambridge Analytics. Yeah. Like, just got all the data in there.
Yeah. You know more about me than I know about myself.
I love this.
I was like, oh, my God, who else did this happen to? It's just me.
How old were you?
I was on a high school trip, so you're 11. How old is that? Like, what, 16?
16.
Yeah. And, yeah, I just thought I was...
I know that too quickly. Yeah, you'd be 16 around then. Yeah.
But no, I'd had this
not
man...
Not sus.
I'd had this
Which
man...
Which is all right in WA.
Queensland.
But I'd had this man crash into me on the first day of the ski trip and he fractured my arm, so I couldn't ski or anything, and I'm friends with climbing up a mountain. So I kind of climbed up it with one arm. It was, like, quite brutal. Right. And to try and get down, like, our friends were, like, sliding. And they were sliding off more to the right, and I just kind of started going down to the center, where it turns out that's, like, where the cliff drops off. Like a kilometer down. Like, it was such a brutal... It was such a beautiful view, but such a terrible way to die.
Yeah, such a lame way to go.
Yeah.
I was just sliding back on my bottom.
Man, the snow scares the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
I've been proper skiing once.
People were screaming, like telling me to stop, and like with one hand, I kind of like stopped myself.
Cliffhanger stuff.
Yeah. Literally. And I don't know, I'm here, so it's cool. Wish I wasn't, but honestly, wish I was dead, but it's fine.
And our final question for the game, who recently had a plumber at their house and this person caught them Googling how to fix a leaking roof?
Tim.
Nick.
Yes, Tim.
Taunts. I was there for it. It was a fucking rush. It is a bit unfair.
We're all best friends on your fucking podcast together.
Yeah, this good plumber bloke was walking around just going, he walked in, he was like, just muttering like shit.
It was awesome. Yeah.
He goes, oh, shit. And he's like walking up and downstairs. He goes, oh, so what? Like, I reckon it'll be all right. Oh. And then you see he's getting his phone out. On the table saying, crack in roof.
Oh, man.
It's so good. And you can tell he's just stalling for time. He's like, all right. Yep, so I've put some special dye in the shower, in the toilet. It's just, that'll take about 4 hours just so we can figure out where the drop's coming from. It's and like, okay.
He went away and he came back like 4 hours later and he's like, I've seen the dye and like did a fist pump and he's like, thank God, fuck it to the dye. Because like he had no chance of fixing it if the dye didn't pop back through.
Yeah.
At the end of the game, the scores are Tim Hewitt on 4 points. Yeah. Uh-huh. Ree Down on 5 points. Nick Cody on 5 points. But coming back with a storm at home on 6 points is Sam Taunton. Yeah.
I've never lost on this podcast. I refuse to lose.
Well,
Do I do the speech now? Or?
Do it now. Do it now.
I'd just like to thank Tim for being on here, letting me know heaps of stuff about you. And, God bless.
Me tripping over. Yeah. Just getting two wrong ones and the last thing. Yeah. Had it Love in the bag. Way. If I'd said nothing, we would have been equal.
Playoff question.
Because you, one, you get to plug whatever you're on plug first. Where can people find you?
Oh, Twitter, the gram, at Sam Taunton on both. And also, this is actually serious. I'm doing a show at the Comedy Store on the 7th of September and ridiculous decision to do it. It's a massive room and, I did a 50-seater at a comedy festival that didn't exactly set the world on fire. So let's roll it up to a 300. So, if anyone could come, that'd be... Just anyone. Just the front row would be top. It's a new manager at the Comedy Store. He doesn't like me a lot, so just please come.
Ree, where can people see or hear you?
Ree down on everything, and yeah. I just want to plug the latest season of The Handmaid's Tale because it was pretty good.
Okay.
A bit misogynist, actually.
Great. Nick Cody, where can people see or find you?
Oh, mate, at the Nick Cody on Instagram, Hobart, August 8th.
Yes.
Brisbane, August 9th. Oh. And Adelaide, August 10th. And great. The Merge is coming out.
Oh, yeah. Film directed by Melbourne International Film Damien Festival. Callinan.
Yeah, it's at the Centrepiece Gala on the 11th of August.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Very good. Awesome. Mr. Tim Hewitt.
Yes.
Crab Lab tonight.
The drinks of a water bottle around.
Instagram, at Huey Baby. Thought content right. coming in hot. Twitter. And then Hot Dad Productions, if you want to see some of the funny little sketches that we do. And then I'm running four rooms now.
Hey. Which you?
Yeah. Oh, one's
shit. Did you describe yourself as a room runner or a comedian?
A curator of content.
Director.
Yeah. Curator. Director. I'm going back to
rugby coach.
Yeah.
All rounder.
Yeah. They are Crab Lab on Wednesdays, Rochester on Thursdays. And we have a new room. It's very good. Come check it out. Coop's in this Friday, Nick Cody's
right. Oh, cool. Yeah.
Great.
I don't know when this will come out, but he'll be here every week.
It'll be out tomorrow.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I've got one more plug.
What's that?
I don't know. Cooper's in?
Cooper's in on Friday.
Yeah. I have one more plug. Elementary, it's still going. It's a really good season 6.
Great.
Thank you.
Also, thanks to everyone who's been subscribing to the Patreon if you want to help me out and become a Patreon subscriber. That's awesome. So go to patreon.com/DYKWIA. That's brand new. So thanks everyone who's already been doing that. Until next time, I've been Josh. Bye.
Yeah. See ya.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.